Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
It's a new year, and more than likely you have plans to increase production and productivity on and off farm. Perhaps these plans include importing plant material or produce from a foreign country. If they do, you're in luck. In today's program, we give you the ins and outs of importing plant material. I'm Camille Guthrie. Good morning.
The time is now for the opportunities that will arise from Jamaica's imminent transformation into the world's fourth logistics center. On January 21 and 22, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in association with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and JBDC, present the Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium at the Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Hear presentations from the world's busiest logistics centers. Singapore, Panama, and Canada. Register now. Call JCC at 922-015021 or email info@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
Farmers and other persons wishing to import plant material or produce are required to contact the Plant Quarantine Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture. This unit is at the forefront of the ministry's efforts to protect the local sector from plant pests and diseases. The unit is also responsible for approving all important export permits for agricultural produce. Senior Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspector in the Ministry, Sheila Harvey, tells us more about the process.
All agricultural produce coming into the country must have an import permit and must be accompanied by a phytosanitary certificate from the importing country. This is important because we're all signatories to the International Plant Protection Convention. Each country would look out for each other by ensuring that what you're sending to someone else's country is free from pests and diseases.
These permits are critical to the success of the local agricultural sector. Farmers, exporters, and casual workers are therefore urged to become aware of the implications they have for the sector.
You can take just one plant or one fruit or vegetable into the country that has pest or disease on it. This pest becomes established and cause damage to us industry.
Mrs. Harvey now explains how persons can apply for and receive import permits and certification for plant materials.
The process we have here in Jamaica is that you apply for an import permit. You can just go online and you apply to www.moa.gov.jp. And you go through a registration process. The person is certified or approved within 2 days, and then you can use that facility to apply for your permit. Permit usually takes 2 days. If there is any problem, then we'll get back in touch with the person as to, you know, why we cannot issue a permit.
There are, however, restrictions on the importation of some plant material coming into the country. Additionally, permits are not issued for import in some circumstances.
We don't issue permits for produce coming from countries that we have never traded with or we haven't been trading with. So for those commodities, we would have to conduct what is called a pest risk analysis. And this is doing an assessment to see if there is any pest that can follow the pathway and become established in Jamaica. After that pest risk analysis is done, usually some phytosanitary measure would be taken.
Senior Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspector in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Sheila Harvey.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
And that brings us to the end of this morning's program. With studio engineer Prince Moore, I am Camille Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.